Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lauren Litton, host of Quick Take Ohio, a pre-recorded podcast highlighting Ohio's juvenile justice news. This year, the Children's Law Center, Inc. has a silver anniversary, and we thought with 25 years of wisdom under its belt, it may be an opportune time to look at the role of legal services for kids and the impact to date. As some background information, the Children's Law Center, which we'll refer to as CLC, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting the rights of children and youth in order to help them overcome barriers and successfully transition into adulthood. CLC has a multifaceted approach to its work, incorporating individual and system legal advocacy, addressing public policy, supporting juvenile public defenders, and offering training and technical assistance, including operating a law school clinic in conjunction with NKU Chase College of Law. CLC works primarily in Ohio and Kentucky, but collaborates with other organizations and has both a regional and national presence. Joining us are Kim Brooks-Tandy, founder and executive director, and Dean Michael Whiteman, CLC's board president. Welcome, Kim and Mike.
Happy to be here.
Kim, I provided a quick overview of CLC. Why don't you tell us what led you to create the agency and anything else you want to add?
Sure. Thanks, Lauren. Well, as you mentioned, it's 25 years since we actually started. And I think the impetus for this for me was from having worked in social work for a number of years prior to going to law school. And so these were always the type of kids that CLC serves that concerned me the most. What I saw were not only a lot of needs that they had in terms of the legal system, but also systems that weren't very responsive to those needs. And so I think coming out of law school, there was a good opportunity for me, having worked in nonprofits and understanding how organizations worked. Not that I had a lot of legal experience, but that population of working with children and families was really near and dear to me. So with a lot of help and with a lot of consultation, we incorporated and began to build on a mission of being able to provide representation to children, but also advocating for their needs with a number of other strategies.
Mike, you're a professor of law and an associate dean at NKU Chase College of Law. What interested you in becoming involved with CLC?
One of my friends, who is a now retired faculty member, Lowell Schechter, who actually taught Kim and was one of the people instrumental in helping her get the CLC off the ground, really got me involved in the CLC. I kind of have a passion for promoting public service amongst our students, and this was a great forum because every year the Children's Law Center hosts a number of our students during the year as interns and also over the summer. And as I saw the impact that the CLC had on these students and igniting their passion for public interest, seeing the passion that Lowell had for it, and then I got to meet Kim, it seemed like a really good fit to help promote this agency.
Great. And as we mentioned, CLC really focuses on advocating for marginalized at-risk kids. What are some of the principles that guide your work, and why prioritize this population?
You know, I think we learned early on that, systems aren't great substitutes for raising kids and for being parents, and that a lot of kids that we saw fell between the cracks, and, you know, the state systems weren't a good substitute. So we kind of know, what some of those high-risk factors are. We know that kids that come out of poverty, have more challenges. We know that kids who have mental health challenges or who have other disabilities have challenges. We know that families that are not intact often result in kids that have additional challenges. So, when you factor in all of those things, many of our clients have, experienced all of those, if not more. And so the deck is sort of stacked. And I think our feeling is there's so much more that we know about research now about the kinds of risks that these kids see, and also what works. So we try through our work to take on some of those very difficult kids, because they are the kids ultimately that end up in prison or who have other poor life outcomes, or in some cases, these are the kids that die at a young age. So it's imperative that they really have our attention and that we really, that they fall within the range of our advocacy.
How has the work of CLC expanded from its original work in Kentucky?
Well, you know, we really started as a Kentucky-based organization and probably did much more on a very small scale in northern Kentucky. So little by little, that expanded into more systemic work throughout the state. But about 11 years ago at this point, we were actually encouraged to come into Ohio by some funders, and particularly the Gund Foundation, who had seen our work in Kentucky around juvenile justice issues and really felt that there was a void in advocacy in Ohio, particularly around juvenile justice. So, you know, they have been a very long-term partner with ours. They really have helped us to leverage other money, other funding, other sources of support in Ohio that we could build on reforms there. So one big difference is the last 10 or 11 years, we've had a much stronger focus on systemic reforms in Ohio. But in addition to that, we have partnered for many years with a national group called the National Juvenile Defender Center. And, you know, their focus is really supporting juvenile defense practices around the state. We're a regional affiliate office for them, but that has not only allowed us to do some work at least in strengthening the defense systems within some of these states, but it's also given us a lot of exposure nationally on some of the issues that I think we have been leaders in. So, you know, we've come a long way from our roots, I think, in northern Kentucky, but I think we've tried to do that in a measured and careful way so that you know, we can do it well.
In the time that I have been working with CLC, I've seen the tremendous difference advocacy has made for youth when it comes to conditions of confinement, indigent defense issues, and education. I want to hear from both of you, what are some highlights about the impact of CLC's work? Mike, maybe you can start us off there.
Sure. I mean, the CLC certainly impacts juveniles, and I think we'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who wouldn't think that our children are the people we need most to take care of. But from my perspective, one of the highlights of the impact of the CLC's work has been on the future attorneys. Because we train students here to go into the field of law and because we have a clinic now that works with the Children's Law Center, I have seen personally law students who have come in with either they want to go into corporate law or they want to go into criminal law, but we encourage them to try and expand their horizons, and some of them have gone and they've worked with the clinic at the Children's Law Center, or they've worked as interns over the summer with the Children's Law Center, and it's amazing to talk with them after and see how their horizons have opened, and they realize that there are so many people who need legal representation, the underrepresented and kids being one of the greatest group amongst them. And then they come back years later and they're like, oh, I'm a juvenile prosecutor, or I'm a juvenile public defender, or I work for a nonprofit who helps kids. And all of that comes back to their experience here at Chase and their experience with the Children's Law Center. And I mean, that's incredible to have these young, bright students come in, they leave, and they have a direct impact on helping children.
You know, for me, Lauren, I think one of the most important transitions that I've seen occur since we began is that, and I have to believe that we've had a significant impact on this. It's just that the whole status of representing children has really been elevated. And I think it goes back to what Mike says, that we're training people early on in the field to appreciate this is a specialized field. It takes a lot to represent kids. It's different. And so I think, you know, achieving that higher status has been really important because it affects not only the kids that we represent, but it affects kids all over. It affects kids who may be in the delinquency system, who may have attorneys in other kinds of systems. So I can, you know, think of many stories. We've obviously represented on an individual basis thousands of kids over the years. I wish we could track them all. We obviously can't, but there are many who stand out that have been, you know, made dramatic changes, overcome dramatic barriers in their life. And then, of course, we have really worked to change systems, you know, especially Ohio, where I've done a lot of work in the last 10 years. The transformation of the state juvenile justice system has been amazing, and it's not still without some problems, but it's so different than when we started this 10 years ago. You know, if I had to sum up one little story from a young person I remember, you know, several years ago that had a really effective, strong advocate in court, and it was a kid that nobody really liked very well and was a real pain, you know, to everybody. And she simply looked at the lawyer and said, you know, thank you so much for just taking the blows for me today. And it is what we do. It is, you know, for these kids who are really don't have a voice a lot of times or don't feel that they have a voice, it is a way of helping them to self-advocate, but also being there to be a voice when maybe nobody else has been.
Well, like you said, you know, you have 25 years now of celebration. What excites you about the future and about the future of legal services for children as a whole?
Kim, if you don't mind, I'll start.
Sure.
I'm excited about CLC's reach as it broadens. We've recently opened an office in rural Kentucky in Berea, Kentucky. We have an office in Lexington. We have an office in Covington. And then, of course, we've expanded our reach into Ohio. I think as the future grows, as Children's Law Center and the issue of the needs of juveniles in the legal system expand, I think the Children's Law Center is going to be able to expand its reach into those areas that really have not had help before, the rural areas of Ohio, the rural areas of Kentucky. I'm really excited about the ability we're going to have to train and place lawyers in these regions and really help the children in these areas.
Well, we started by talking about this being 25 years, and so I feel like we're sort of into our adulthood now, finally. But with that, I think comes some real challenges in terms of building, you know, a strong future, and through that building, you know, an endowment for our future growth and development. That's one of the things we're engaged in now. We're doing long-range planning, and as part of our long-range planning process, we're also looking at how do we sustain the organization at some point when I leave as a founding director, and taking steps to really build internally and externally those sort of supports that are going to be vital, I think, in terms of our long-term growth and development. So that's important to me, and I think that's exciting because it means long-term sustainability. And there's always, where I'd like to say, you know, there'll come a time when we should have done our job and be out of business. You know, I think that's aspirational. I think kids are always going to need advocates in a number of circumstances. So long-range planning, 25th anniversary, I think is great. And I think one of the really important changes, Lauren, that we've also made is a move toward more holistic representation for children. You know, I think we have realized that our kids are not just siloed in individual systems. And so we approach cases differently, and we're working on that. We're not entirely there. But to look more at not only those sort of presenting emergency issues that kids come to us with, but to look at some of those other really high-risk factors that we know affect their overall life outcomes, to see if we can and develop a more holistic sort of plan. So I see that being more and more a part of our future that we want to move toward.
Thank you. Thank you both for appearing on Quick Take Ohio, and congratulations on your accomplishments and your dedication to kids. And thanks to all our listeners.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Lauren.